Don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
Welcome, everybody, to the Daddy
Daughter
Dance. This is Tobin Walsh. I'm a top parenting blogger, but more importantly, the young lady to my right calls me dad. Her name's Viviana, my 10-year-old daughter. Say what's up, Vivi.
What's up, guys?
Hey, so I hope everybody's having a great day. Our topic today on the podcast is pretty simple, pretty lighthearted, and going to be a lot of fun. Vivi, what do you want to talk about?
A cruise that we went on about a month ago.
Okay. Christmas. Okay, so we're going to talk to you guys about a cruise that we went on, not because we want to brag about our trip, but we want to tell you guys from both the perspective of a dad and the perspective of a kid, what's fun, what we liked, how we spent our time on a cruise. So let's start, Vivi. So you're going to bring it today. I'm going to get you in the mood. I'm going to take you back to when we went on the cruise here. So let's go. So as you just heard there, we were on a Royal Caribbean cruise to the Western Caribbean about a month ago. And just so you know, if you don't know Vivi and I, we have a pretty big family. So how many kids are in our family?
Five
kids, including you, right? So some people might think a cruise and a big family might not work. What did you think?
It did work because we got two conjoining rooms, so it was kind of easier because our whole family could fit in those two rooms.
Yeah, so listen, guys. So before you jump too far ahead, let me give the parents some perspective about why we did it and how we made it work. Okay, Vivi, is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, so first of all, our idea going into the holidays, my wife and I's idea was we were tired of getting a bunch of toys that end up sitting in the toy room collecting dust and then ultimately go to Goodwill for the other families that might think they're interesting in the next year. So instead of that, what we did is we said, hey, let's put some money away and when the time comes, let's book a vacation. So we talked about what, Vivi? We talked about going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about a cruise. We talked about going on an airplane trip. We talked about going to see some family.
Oh.
And we decided, guys, on a cruise pretty much for the simple reason that we figured that we could get better value for our dollars. And the way we were able to do that with such a large family is we were able to book during a time where Royal Caribbean's deal was that all of our kids sailed free. So for a family like us, or maybe a family like yours, that could really work out. Do you think we made the right choice, Viv?
Yeah.
Were you disappointed we didn't do something else?
No, because we've never went on a cruise, so that was, it might have been a one in a, just our only chance to go on one, so that's why we picked the cruise.
Okay, so all in, guys, I mean, when I thought about what we were going to do and how we were going to spend our money, you know, every dollar counts just like it does to all of you guys, and I would say that this, for the value, assuming that all of our five kids basically got on for free, the value is pretty phenomenal for us. When you think about flying somewhere, renting a car, paying for a hotel, paying for food, and getting around, it can be pretty costly. So this was a good cost-effective way for us to do what we wanted to do. Limit the amount of gifts, exchange those for experiences, and I hope we did that. Do you think we did that very successfully, Vivi?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, listen, so that's the so what we did is we went on a five-day, four-night cruise to the Western Caribbean that left out of Fort Lauderdale. So we drove from our home to Fort Lauderdale and ported there and took off. So, Vivi, let's talk first about, you know, getting on the cruise ship. What do you think about all that, you know?
It was a long wait, but I would say it was really worth it to wait in all those lines to get on the cruise ship.
Yeah, I would say, guys, oh my word, we read a bunch of reviews about how to navigate the various lines you have to wait at the ports. So this is our first cruise, first experience. We arrived fairly early, so my understanding is the cruise ship gives us a particular time or a time window we're supposed to be in, and we actually went early. We read that you could do that. You have to pass through security, and then you just wait in line forever. It felt like forever,
mm-hmm.
didn't it? So that was a little bit of a downer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, but acceptable. I think we arrived at the port late morning, and we were on the ship, had been in our room by what? In the afternoon sometime?
Three or five.
Right. So we had some time to enjoy that day. So that wasn't too bad. So, okay. So Vivi, let's talk about the more fun topic, which is once we got on the ship, what do you want to share with our people about what we did?
When we got on the ship, we basically just explored the ship the first day and just checked everything out. And then eventually at the end of the day, waiting for our room.
So what surprised you about the ship when you got onto it? Do you remember?
It was huge. In the inside, it was like huge. There were so many people around us. It was humongous.
You didn't expect that?
No.
I didn't know what to expect either. Was it crowded? Did you feel crowded?
No, because there's so much space that you're not even crowding with, like, about...
There's plenty of room to move.
You could do anything you wanted, like, in your space. You had your purposeful bubble. You guys weren't all, like, swish, like, doing a pencil dive or something. You got to put your arms out and twirl around.
Yeah, what about... So, do you remember the promenade? Do you know what that was?
That was where all the shops were that you could actually buy things. They weren't free.
Right. So we were on the Independence of the Seas Royal Caribbean ship, and there was a promenade, which a friend of mine, when we booked, said was essential. I sort of rolled my eyes, but then once we got on the cruise, I think that was essential. It was nice to have. It was undercover. It was fully air conditioned, non-smoking. So, I mean, there's plenty of room to roam and sit, and that's the place where all the shows went on at night. So they had sort of silly musical shows, themed musical shows every single night at 8 or 9 o'clock that we watched. So that was a lot of fun. I thought that was a good aspect of the time. Now, Vivi, when the top floor, or maybe not the top floor, but one of the top floors is where the pools and all that stuff was. So describe to everybody listening what you remember about all those areas.
There was an adult pool with only adults, and then an adult hot tub. And then right next to that, there's like maybe a little like bar separating it. Right next to it was a kid's pool with a lot of hot tubs. And there's a big screen that you could watch from the pool. And then next to that was, if you went to a water park, it's basically where they have the little slides for the little kids so they can enjoy the slides too.
Yeah, and when we went, so it was a little bit cool for us. I mean, we're Floridians. If you were from anywhere else in the winter, you probably would have thought it was pretty temperate. But, I mean, it was in the 70s, I would say. But it was still felt like we could still swim, right?
Mm-hmm. The pools were heated, so that was a good part.
Yeah, so, I mean, there were slides, pools. My kids range from the 13 to 3. I thought there was an area for all of those guys to play in, no matter what age you were. So that was nice. And it was all supervised. So the same people that worked in the various kids' activities also staffed the kids' pools. So that was nice. So adults, you could obviously keep an eye on your children, but you didn't have to be on guard all the time, completely unsupervised. So that was nice for us, too. And what about the ice cream?
It was unlimited ice cream, so I got like 5 a day at least.
5 a day? I didn't know that. So the Walsh family probably went through 20 ice cream cones a day at that rate. And when I asked the guy who was serving the ice cream cones, so one right after another all day long, he said he usually goes through about 2,000 ice cream cones a day. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Unbelievable. So I had mentioned that there was staff to watch the kids while they swam. That's the same staff that was part of the best feature, in my opinion, and maybe even Vivi's opinion, the kids area, the kids zone. Vivi, tell our listeners about what that is.
The kids club is where there's 3 sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at night. And you just go in there and then... two staffs take care of you for that time limit, and you play games, you can watch movies. I made some friends, and you had free time.
So listen to this, parents. Turn this part up, or maybe you don't have to. Listen to me loud and clear. Free babysitting. That's what that means. And oh, by the way, the kids love it. So we were a little bit timid at first, my wife and I, to drop our little ones off. Again, we have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and even Vivi at 10. At nine, we were a little bit timid to drop them off. We thought, you know, it's a family vacation, but I'm telling you, once they get a taste of what goes on in that kid's zone, they won't want to come out. In fact, Vivi, what was the latest that Mom and I grabbed you from the kid's zone?
11
p.m. So there was one day where Vivi was in there with her friends for a really long period of time. A couple different times? Is that what you're saying?
Two
different times? I only remember the one. But you didn't care, right?
No.
So give me an example of the stuff you guys would do in there.
At night?
Or during the day. Your favorite activity at the kids' zone?
Was probably at night. The 2 days I was there for longer, it cost them $7 per hour longer. So when I was there, we played Gaga Ball tournament. And you got a medal, gold, silver, and bronze. And that was one of my favorites. And then we also got to play so many games, which was also really fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, so parents, here's what I would say is, number one, the way the kids zone worked for us, at least on our ship, was typically, without exception, you could bring your kids there from 8 o'clock, between the hours of 8 and 10 o'clock, for free. There was breaks in between there sometimes for a couple hours here and there for their staff to have some breaks. But really, it was an all-access daycare facility that was at our disposal. There was typically like 3 or 4 teachers in there, wouldn't you say?
2.
Or 2 teachers in every room. And what the cruise ship did, at least on our cruise ship, was I think the babies were in a special area.
Aquanauts.
Yeah, they were called something in particular. There was another group that ended at like age 5. Explorers. There was another group that ended at about Vivi's age through elementary.
10.
At 10. Okay. And then there was an older group who...
Voyagers,
they were called, Vivi saying. So there was older groups too. And so my 13-year-old actually wasn't that jazzed up about going, but Joseph loved it, right?
Mm-hmm. He went out at night till about 12 o'clock at night, usually.
Yeah, so my oldest child was part of the teenage group, and they actually can come and go as they please. And my child really loved that. So he went in and out the first few days, and then primarily the last couple of days, he was there until 10, 11, 12 o'clock. He was actually coming home later than we were, right?
Mm-hmm. And then when he got back, he asked if he could go play some more with the friend's teammates. So we let him because he's a teenager.
Yeah, and it was funny. All the parents will probably laugh at this. This is my wife and I's first experience telling a kid that they have a curfew and then missing their curfew. We told Joseph 12:30, and I think at 12:45 he came in, so we had to explain to him the difference of a suggested curfew and an actual deadline. But he had a good time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the end they even had like a prom.
Yep.
So, who knows? I mean, it was a lot of fun for every kid. So, Vivi, you met friends, you played games, you loved the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you would tell people that were nervous about bringing their kids to the kids' club on a cruise?
Well, one thing I was nervous about was I didn't know the people that were running the kids' club. So, they were kind of strangers to me. But at the end, they were really nice. They didn't kill anyone.
I hope not. God, that's drastic. Are you serious? That doesn't make me feel good. No, I don't even think anybody ever cried that I could see.
Nope.
It was more about the parents coming in so late, right? And then I think that after 7 or after a certain time, it you had to pay to have you guys stay
there. After 10.
After 10 o'clock, you paid like $7 in our case,
mm-hmm,
an hour. And I think the kids could stay for even till 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we had friends that would drop their kids off pretty late or I guess early in the morning. And pay for that service, which to me, $7 an hour, that's a steal.
What's that?
That means it's a really good deal.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay, so let's say on the ship, your favorite was, Vivi?
Kids Club.
And my favorite on the ship was?
Kids Club.
Sending the kids to Kids Club. No question. No question whatsoever. All right, so let's switch gears here, Vivi. And you pick the first song. I'm going to pick this one to switch gears on, okay? You made me want to roll my windows down and cruise. So, okay, let's talk about when we weren't on the ship, what kind of things do you like to do?
When we weren't?
Yes, when we weren't on the ship.
We went to Cosmo.
Okay, yeah, so where did we go? We went to Cosmo.
And Coco Cay.
And we went to Coco Cay, which is a private island that Royal Caribbean owns in the Bahamas. So, talk first about Cosmo.
Well, I got there for like 5 minutes. I was there for 5 minutes because I decided I wanted to go to the kids' club because I loved it a lot. And there was only like 3 people in there, so it was kind of nice. So
what we did, so good point, Vivi. So there's options to, when you leave the ship, you can leave your children on the ship supervised with the kids club that they're used to. So we attempted to bring all 5 of our kids off the ship in Cozumel, and that lasted a good 20 minutes. Vivi's saying 5 minutes. I think it was 20, where we shopped and kind of perused the area. But we quickly found out that our 3-year-old would much rather be in the kids club. And we also found out that Vivi shared that opinion, right? So after a little bit of shopping, they wanted to go back, and then we explored Cosmo with the older boys and my wife and I. So that was kind of fun. And you had fun still too, right? Yeah, so the port was really accessible to get back and forth from, which was nice. And then our second stop was where?
Coco Cay.
Coco Cay. What'd you think?
I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah.
What'd you do? So first of all, let me clear the deck. Coco Cay is the equivalent of a small island that they're making into this huge, elaborate attraction. So the Coco Cay we visited is going to change over the next year, in fact, and they're going to build a big water park and all these new attractions. To me, it was nice because it was a little bit like an uninhabited island right now, right? So we didn't even dock there. We took boats in, and then we just kind of were left alone for the whole day. So what did we do there?
So, we were walking around shopping for a little bit, and then I wanted to get my hair braided, like, up the top, so we tried to find a place, and we found one, so I got my hair braided.
With your own money?
With my own money. It was $40, but it's worth it because it stayed in about a month or so.
In fact, it stayed in so long, baby had family pictures done in it, which we thought was kind of funny. So, Coco Cay, so it was a lot of beach time. We also did, there's options that they had amenities like a water park that was off the shore, right? That was fun. A floating water park. Did you like that?
We did that, and my mom stayed back and just sat on the beach.
Yeah, so a parenting opinion on this, guys. It's really affordable. It's like $20 a person to do this floating water park in Coco Cay, at least as of now. But if your kid is not a good swimmer, yeah, of course you're wearing life jackets, but I was hauling my 5-year-old on my back for the entire hour, and I'm telling you, it was almost a disaster. Right?
Yes.
Everett got a camel ride the whole time.
Yes.
Okay. But you liked it.
It was really fun.
And for your brothers, they liked it too. Okay. So we just did a lot of beach and lounging at Coco Cay. Have you seen the pictures of what that's going to be?
Yeah.
Did we show you?
It's going to be a big water park there, and then they're building a dock, so big ships, like a cruise, can dock there.
Yeah.
And so, just little ships.
Right. So what I would say is our review isn't really complete with Coco Cay because we probably saw it in its construction phase. So I believe I just saw a commercial where they're advertising Coco Cay is fully going to open sometime in the next year. And I tell you, that would be unbelievable to see, right?
Yeah, we're going to go again.
Yeah, we're going to go again? Oh, are we? Are you saving your pennies?
Yes. That's probably going to be a lot of money. But we'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Maybe it's for next year's experience instead of gifts.
I want to do a cruise next year, too.
Okay. We'll just trade in your gifts. What do you think?
Yeah.
No gifts?
I didn't get many gifts this Christmas, so I got, like, beauty supplies and stuff.
Okay. Well, what do you think of the idea of less gifts, more experience?
I like the more... it was kind of better than getting gifts because you knew... I knew I was going to get presents from my grandparents and Santa, so, like... You can get a bigger present. Cruise is a bigger present than just a couple of little presents that that you're probably not even going to play with that much.
Okay, well, it sounds like maybe even less presents next year. I like that idea. Do you like that idea?
Yeah.
More experiences, less presents, huh? Okay.
We were thinking, instead of getting a lot of presents, we could go to New York City.
New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if we do, we're going to tell everybody about it, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's cut it into the cruise review that we did. Anything else you want to say to the people, Vivi?
I recommend you go on it.
You recommend we go. I think we both really had a good time. And like I said to parents, when you really add up going on some kind of 5-day, week-long excursion with the family, the price of hotels, rental cars, getting their food, it can really add up and make a cruise very affordable if you really comb the discounts for the right time. So with that, we're going to close up shop today. And the daddy?
Daughter.
Dance.